We're live. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, hey, scientists. And welcome to another science session with Mr. Webster, where we turn big science ideas into small facts you will actually remember. I'm your host, Mr. Webster, and today we're diving into something super, super important and kind of everywhere. You can't see it, but you can feel it. It powers your lights, your video games. Yeah, I know y'all been playing Fortnite, and your breakfast toast, and even you. Can you guess what it is? That's right. It is energy. Can I get a dance break? By the end of this episode, you will understand what energy is and the two main types of energy and why it's the start of so many science lessons and real life. So, what's energy, you may be asking? Energy is the ability to do work or cause change. That means anytime something moves, heats up, lights up, or make noise, energy is involved. Okay, now there's two main types of energy. You have potential energy and you have kinetic energy. Potential energy is stored energy, like a stretched rubber band or a roller coaster at the top of a hill. Kinetic energy is that energy of motion, like when a roller coaster goes down the track or the ball is dropping from the sky. So let's think of some examples of other ways we use energy. Well, one is when you charge that tablet. I wish I would stop using those tablets, but when you charge your tablet, that's electrical energy. Everybody say electrical energy. When you eat food, your body turns it into energy so you can move, think, grow. And when the sun shines, it gives off light and heat energy. Light energy we call radiant. Heat energy we call thermal. Guess what? Energy never disappears, class. It just changes forms. Like when electricity turns into a lamp, or when food turns into muscle power on a soccer field. Now, even when you are sleeping, you still have energy. All right? You know, this is just a quick little clip. So, all right. Now, since you are energy explorers, now that you know energy is all around us and comes in different forms, we just scratched the surface today. But you're on your way to becoming an energy expert if you come back to my tutoring session tomorrow. Next time, we'll talk about how energy moves from one thing to another. Think of the word transformation and transformation. Until then, keep asking your parents questions, keep exploring, and remember, science is everywhere. You just have to look for the sparks. See you next time, scientists. Going.